各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
Ontario Premier calls for boycott of Chinese EVs after Ottawa's Beijing deal. Ontario Premier Doug Ford said Canadians should boycott Chinese-made electric vehicles, EV, after Prime Minister Mark Carney struck a deal with Beijing to allow 49,000 vehicles to enter Canada at a lower tariff rate.
渥太华与北京达成协议，安大略省省长呼吁抵制中国电动车。安大略省省长道格福特表示，在总理马克卡尼与北京达成协议，允许 4.9 万辆电动车以较低关税进入加拿大之后，加拿大人应当抵制中国制造的电动车。
On January 21st, Ford told reporters during a press conference in Toronto, boycott the Chinese EV vehicles. Support companies that are building vehicles here. It's as simple as that. This is a Team Canada approach.
1月21日，福特在多伦多举行的新闻发布会上对记者表示，抵制中国电动车，支持那些在本地生产车辆的公司。这很简单。这是一个加拿大团队的做法。
Ford said Canadians choosing to buy Chinese EVs may be doing so at the cost of Canadian automotive jobs. When asked by a reporter if he would be open to tabling legislation to protect Ontario's EV industry, Ford said everything is on the table and that he wanted to support the sector and auto workers.
福特表示，加拿大人如果选择购买中国电动车，可能会以牺牲加拿大汽车产业就业机会为代价。当有记者询问他是否愿意提出立法以保护安大略省的电动车产业时，福特回应称，所有选项都在考虑之中，并表示他希望支持该行业及汽车工人。
Ford made the comments while flanked by representatives from the Canadian Vehicle Manufacturers Association, Automotive Parts Manufacturers Association, and National Unifor, who said Ottawa's deal with China would harm the province's auto industry.
同时出席福特新闻发布会的还包括加拿大汽车制造商协会、汽车零部件制造商协会以及全国统一工会的负责人。他们表示，渥太华与中国达成的协议将损害安省的汽车产业。
On January 16th, the Canadian government announced that Canada would reduce its tariffs on Chinese EVs from 100% to 6.1% on every 49,000 EVs per year. The announcement came following Carney's meeting with Chinese officials in Beijing.
1月16日，卡尼在北京与中共领导人习近平会晤之后宣布，将把每年 4.9 万辆中国电动车的关税从 100% 下调至 6.1%。
The Prime Minister's office said it expects this will drive considerable new Chinese joint venture investment in Canada within 3 years. It also said it expects China will lower tariffs on Canadian canola from 85% to 15%.And that anti-discrimination tariffs on lobsters, crabs, and peas will not go into effect from March 1st to the end of 2026.
总理办公室表示，预计此举将在未来三年内推动大量新的中加合资投资进入加拿大，并预计中方将把对加拿大油菜籽的关税从 85% 下调至 15%。对龙虾、螃蟹和豌豆的反歧视性关税将不会从3月1日起实施，而是推迟至2026年底。
However, there was no announcement about China's 25% tariff on Canadian pork. Beijing imposed tariffs in March 2025 in retaliation for Canadian tariffs on Chinese EVs, steel and aluminum, following similar measures implemented by the United States.
不过没有提及有关中方对加拿大猪肉征收 25% 关税的问题。2024年，加拿大在跟进美国对中国电动车、钢铁和铝产品征收关税后，中共为了报复加拿大，在2025年3月对加拿大农产品实施上述关税。
Ford had told reporters on January 19th that he was not informed by Carney about the deal on Chinese EVs and would have liked a quick text or a little bit of communication before the deal was announced. I'm disappointed because we had such a great relationship and I look forward to continuing a great relationship, but it's all about communication and collaboration and partnership, Ford added.
福特在1月19日曾对记者表示，卡尼并未就有关中国电动车的协议事先通知他，他本希望在协议公布前能收到一条短信或进行一些沟通。福特还说，我感到失望，因为我们原本有着非常良好的关系，我也期待这种良好关系能够继续下去，但这一切都取决于沟通、协作和伙伴关系。
Saskatchewan Premier Scott Moe, whose province has been severely impacted by Chinese tariffs on canola, welcomed the agreement between Ottawa and Beijing. This deal is a very positive signal that will restore existing trade volumes and open avenues for further opportunities for Canadians, he said.
因中国对油菜籽征收关税而遭受严重影响的萨斯卡彻温省省长斯科特·莫仪欢迎渥太华与北京达成的协议。他表示，这项协议释放了一个非常积极的信号，将有助于恢复以前的贸易规模，并为加拿大人开启更多机遇。
On January 21st, Canadian Vehicle Manufacturers Association President and CEO Brian Kingston said Canada's automotive industry is under enormous pressure due to U.S. tariffs.
1月21日加拿大汽车制造商协会总裁兼首席执行官布莱恩·金斯顿表示，由于美国征收关税，加拿大汽车产业正承受着巨大的压力。
Kingston said Ottawa's trade deal with Beijing has the potential to undermine Canada's auto sector and presents risks to the future of our integrated North American automotive supply chain.
金斯顿指出，渥太华与北京达成的贸易协议有可能削弱加拿大的汽车产业，并对我们一体化的北美汽车供应链的未来构成风险。
Automotive Parts Manufacturers Association President Flavio Velo said that letting 50,000 EVs into Canada would be equivalent to wiping out a full auto plant shift, which would impact thousands of Canadian jobs directly and indirectly.
加拿大汽车零部件制造商协会主席弗拉维奥·沃尔佩表示，允许约五万辆电动车进入加拿大，相当于抹去一家整车工厂的一个完整生产班次，将直接和间接影响数以千计的加拿大就业岗位。
The concession is directly to the market prospects of the companies that we're trying to bolster at a time when we're under unprecedented pressure, he said.
他说，在我们正承受前所未有压力的情况下，这一让步直接削弱了我们试图扶持的企业的市场前景。
Loeb also raised concerns that the software technology inside EVs is updated from China, which poses a cybersecurity risk for Canada.
沃尔佩还对电动车内部的软件技术由中国进行更新表示担忧，认为这对加拿大构成网络安全风险。
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own radio show. Come out and get involved at our weekly orientation. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back to the Chinese show on CJSF 9.1 FM. And now it's our time to showcase some of the album recently released by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you Jeff Narosiel. And the song is called The Universe Next Door. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的拉琴的秀。现在呢，又到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 Jeff Narrowshell 演唱的歌曲《The Universe Next Door》。And the song is from the album titled Nancy's Extended, which was released in November 2018. Hope you enjoy. Which is also from the album titled Possibilities, released at the end of 2018. 接下来请大家欣赏由 Allegra Jordan 演唱的歌曲 Possibilities。
Never come back to say good morning. I wanna take my time and stay here with you. You light my heart on fire, keep it burning. Why do you still hide in the dark when the world is made for me and
接下来要推荐给大家的是来自 Steven Tintz 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 The Little Things You Do Together. Uplex is a song vocal by Steven Tintz and it's called The Little Things You Do Together, which is from the albumtitled Drink You In, released in September 2018.
It's the little things you do together, do together, do together, that make perfect relationships. Hobbies you pursue together, savings you accrue together, looks you misconstrue together, that make marriage a joy. The little things you share together, swear together, wear together, that make perfect relationships. The concerts you enjoy together, neighbors you annoy together, children you destroy together, that keep marriage intact. It's not so hard to be married, to maneuver as one. It's not so hard to be married. Jesus Christ, is it fun? It's sharing little winks together, drinks together, kinks together, that make perfect relationships. Bargains that you shop together, cigarettes you stop together, clothing that you swap together, that make marriage a joy. It's not talk of God or the decade ahead that allows you to get through the worst. It's I do and you don't, and nobody said that and who brought the subject up first. It's the little things, the little things. It's the little ways you try together, cry together, lie together, that make perfect relationships. Becoming a cliche together, growing old and gray together, withering away together, that make marriage a joy. It's not so hard to be married, it's much the cleanest of crimes. It's not so hard to be married, I've tried it 3 or 4 times. It's the people that you hate together, bait together, day together, that make perfect relationships. Things like using force together, shouting till you're hoarse together, getting a divorce together, that make marriage a joy.
听我 which means look at me and listen to me. And it's vocal by Bao Mei Sun. Here comes the last song of today's music segment of the Chinese show. And it's a song vocal by Pan Anbang. And it's called Guxiang de Feng, which means the breeze of the hometown. And I wish everyone a happy weekend. Please tune in next Saturday noon on CJSF 90.1 FM. 听众朋友，刚才大家欣赏这首歌曲呢，是由包美胜演唱的《看我听我》。那今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是潘安邦演唱的《故乡的风》。在这里呢，何西感谢您和我一道度过了一个周六的午间时光。我们下个星期再在空中相会。